Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach is a very full parsha. It contains, according to the Chinuch, one mitzvah, a restriction. Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe. The Jewish people are not to eat the gid hanoshe, the sciatic nerve, because Yaakov was wounded in his struggle, in his wrestling with the Sar Shel Esav. And it's worth taking a look at the Sefer HaChinuch on this mitzvah, mitzvah number 3 in the Torah, and the third and final mitzvah found in the book of Bereishis, whereby the abstaining from eating the Gid HaNoshe, according to the Chinuch, reminds us of the encounter that Yaakov had with his enemy, the Sar Shel Esav, the guardian angel of Esav. And as the Torah says, Vayayovek Ish Imo, and this force wrestled with him, Ad Alos HaShachar, till dawn. And the Ramban says so powerfully that this is a portent, this is a prophecy, that there's going to be the interaction with Esav till Moshiach comes, till the end of day. And Yaakov is hit in the area of procreation, namely, his children are going to be either or assimilate to Esav, or they're going to be persecuted by Esav, as history has shown. But the key point is, says the Chinuch, quoting and understanding the idea of the Ramban, that this is a very powerful, positive lesson, that even though Yaakov was wounded and he was limping after this incident, ultimately, Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, the sun shined for him. And Yaakov, quote, makes it to the finish line, comes back to Eretz Yisrael, so too will we, his descendants. We will make it through the long gullus, and we will come to the finish line, and there will be the coming of Moshiach. A very powerful Sefer HaChinuch, who models his thoughts after the Ramban. I'd like to focus on the beginning of the parasha, whereby, as the name itself implies, Vayishlach, that Yaakov sends messengers to, meet his brother Esav. Now that Yaakov is back in Eretz Yisrael, so now I always tell you, there are no biblical stories, there are only biblical lessons. And I'm hoping that I can share with you a interpretation today that maybe we're not always thinking about and aware of, and to see what a beautiful lesson emerges therefrom. And that is as follows. Who are these angels that Yaakov is sending? So, Rashi tells you, Malachim Mamash, actual angels, not messengers. He's not sending spies. He's not sending detectives. Why not? We'll come back to that in a moment. And moreover, the obvious question that so many ask is, last week, when at the beginning of Vayetze, the Torah informs us of the incredible insurance policy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov, so V'nei Anochi Imach, I am with you. Ushmarticha, I will guard you. B'chol Asher Teleich, wherever you go. V'ashivosicha, I'll bring you back. Elo Adamo Azos, to this land. Kilo Ezavcha, I will not forsake you. Wow. So I ask you, everybody, if that's the case, why should Yaakov be so worried? Okay? So I'd like to share with you two teachings of the Rashbam. The Rashbam is Rashi's grandson, and he prides himself that he interprets the Torah with Pshuto Shamikra. He is giving you what you would call the literal understanding of the text. Now, the Torah says, Yaakov sends messengers, good, and Vayoshuva Malachim, they return. And they say, Banu Alachicha Esav, right, we've come to your brother, to Esav, and behold, he is coming, quote, to meet you, V'arba Meos Ish Imo, with 400 men with him. So what's Yaakov's response? Vayiro Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo. Yaakov is very afraid, he's distressed. Why, says Rashi, Vayira Shema Yehoreg, he's afraid lest he'll be killed, because 400 men, oyayay, coming, Yaakov is afraid, according to Rashi, physically, for himself and his household. And Vayetzer Lo, what's he distressed about? Not only that there's a chance that he would get killed, but Im Yaharog, who is Acherim, lest he kill others. So Rashi understands this in a very physical way. His grandson, the Rashbam, and I'm going to read it to you. Wow, listen to how he understands what the response of the messengers were. Says the Rashbam, we've gone to Esav, v'gam hinehu mitoch shesameach bivioscha. Esav is happy that you've come back. Ubahavaso oscha. And because, quote, he loves you, holech lekroscha, he's coming to greet you. The arba meos ish imo, with 400. I'm reading from the Rashbam inside. Lichvodcha, to honor you. Zehu ikor pshuto. This is the literal understanding of the verse. And what does he bring as a tsushtel, as a kind of substantiation for this? Watch. V'chein, he compares it. Gaminehu yotzei lekroscha, when Moshe was hesitating to go back to Mitzrayim, and Hashem says, go back, and your brother Aaron, who you didn't want to offend, he's coming to greet you. And what does the Torah say over there? V'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. He's going to see you, and he's going to be happy. So too, says the Rashbam, that this is the report that the men, that the angels brought back to Yaakov, is that Esav is wanting to greet you with open arms. Okay? Now, interestingly, this will help substantiate why does Rashi say Malachim Mamosh? What's the difference? Are they men? Well, if he was looking to see how strong and perhaps is Esav coming to attack, he would send spies, detectives, to assess Esav's physical power. But if Yaakov is concerned about the spiritual threat, the threat of assimilation, that Esav is truly wanting to put his arm around him, embrace him, and as he actually says after they meet, come on, let's travel together, oy, 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 Yaakov is exceedingly afraid of this occultural, spiritual assimilation and this attack. So when he prays to Hashem, watch this. What does he say further on in verse 11? Kotonti, I have literally become small, namely, I've used up all my credits, mikol ha-chasodim and mikol ha-emes, from all the kindnesses and truth, asher rasisa sabdecho, for that which you have, quote-unquote, already done for me. So, listen to this, Rashbam. The Rashbam continues and says that, ulefi, because, she'osiso li chasodim ve-emes, because you have done so much kindness and good for me, yoser min oroili, more than what's coming to me. Vani adayin lo kiyamti nidorai. I didn't fulfill the vow that I made after that dream back 20 years ago at the beginning of Vayetze, that this stone, Yeah, Beis Elokim will be the cornerstone of a house of God. And whatever you're going to give me, Aser Asren Olach, I've not fulfilled what you've told me. And moreover, V'lo Avadeticha Kiroi, and I have not lived up to my spiritual potential and worshipped you as I could and should. L'chein Adi Yorei, therefore I'm afraid, says the Rashbam, even though you've promised me, you fulfilled the promise in a physical fashion. You brought me back. You have not let me down. But oy, 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 I am afraid that's correct from the spiritual perspective. Why? She'ein chodan es ha'odom, continues the Rashbam, you God judge man, elo lefi ma'asov. And listen to this, Tzushtel, listen to this connection. Just as before, he said, he compared Yaakov meeting Esav, he compared with Moshe meeting Aaron, and Aaron meeting Moshe. Now, listen to this, he says, like we find by Chizkiyahu. Now, Chizkiyahu was one of the very good kings in Israel. However, we find in the Gemara Brachos, at the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that the Navi Yishayahu comes to him and says, and this is the pasuk that he brings, that Meis Ato Velo Sechyeh. He tells the Navi Yishayahu, tells the king Chizkiyahu, prepare your will, because you are going to die. Ay, 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 asks the king, why? What did I do? And the Navi says, because you did not engage in Piriyavarivya, you did not have children. So the king says, wait a minute, do you know why? Because I saw Binavua, I saw with Ruach HaKodesh that I'm going to have a child who would be evil. Indeed, he does, and that's Menashe, who was very bad. So the Navi says to him, wait a second, you have no right to get involved in God's matters. You have to do what you are told to do. You have to have children and not to ask questions. Now, what happens over there? So, the Gemara tells us very powerfully over there that the Navi says to the king, you ready? He says to him the following. For, here. He says, Kach mikublani mi beis avi abba. I have this mesorah from my grandfather, David HaMelech, afilu cherev chador, muneches al tzavoro shel odom, even if there's a sword, a sharp sword, on the throat of a person, by the neck of the person, where it looks like, it's all over. Al yimna atzmo min harachamim. Don't ever deceased and stopped praying for your help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, similarly over here, the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson. Yaakov prepares to meet his brother Esav, as we know, with an elaborate gift, Hishtadlus. He prepares also for war, but he prepares for Tefillah, that with tefillah, even though I'm not deserving thereof, which is what Chizkiyahu HaNavi was saying, I'm not deserving, so too Yaakov says, I'm not deserving, but you are the Baal HaRachamim. And taking this one step further for us, we who are showered with so many brachos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we dare not say, Kum Tzemir, it's coming to me, just the opposite. A person should say, Kotonti, like Yaakov says, whatever I've received from you, Hashem, is really more than what's coming to me. But, listen carefully, very important, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that we have within us a Yetzer Hora. We have within us that evil inclination which tries to detour us and get us off the right and proper path from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, very powerfully, that so fair, here goes, says the name of Reb Shimon ben Levi,
Yitzro shel Adam misgaber lo b'chol yom.
A person's Yitzhahara tries to overcome him daily. Umevakesh hamiso. And he attempts to literally kill him. Shenemar, quoting from Tehillim 37, Sofe, Rosha letzadik umevakesh hamiso. Here comes, however, Vilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person, Ein Yochol Lo. You couldn't succeed. Our tefillos have to be not only Hashem, this person needs a refuah shleima. Not only Hashem, I can't balance my checkbook. Not only all our physical needs, but our tefillos to Hashem should be, Hashem, help us in our pursuit of spirituality. Help us that as we come into this, quote, holiday season, which is acculturous all around us, that we should be able to stand strong, that we should be able to remind ourselves of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, of the privilege we have of being Jewish, of our tradition, of what keeps us going and what keeps us ever strong. And so, no Bible stories, only Bible lessons, that as Yaakov, our father, prayed for his protection in the realm of spirituality, afraid of his brother's acculturation, so must we, his descendants, learn from him. Shabbat Shalom to all.